Hello, lady. We are reading chapter. Are you okay? Poor girl. All
right. It was the hello lady that did it.
I figured as much.
Okay, water, please.
Oh, I thought you gave it back to me. No, you just didn't want to spill it all over. We are reading chapter 7 of Harry Potter, the Prisoner of Azkaban, called The Boggart in the Wardrobe. What?
The Boggart.
Not Boggart. Boggart. Like Humphrey Boggart? But there are two G's.
But that's how you say it.
Are you sure? I'm going to look this up. They didn't say it here. Oh, wonderful. Let's see. Meditation's zero.
See?
Not Humphrey.
But that's how they spelled it in the other things. Boggart or Boggart.
Right, there are two different spellings of it. I can't believe there's no...
Say IPA.
A bogey.
Do that one.
Here it is.
Told you.
How do you pronounce it?
Boggart. 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 That's how you say it. Boggart.
You sure that's an O?
Yep. That's a closed O.
The vertical line. I like how this is all, yeah. No. Odd.
Hot. Oh, that's weird. We don't draw the clothesline. We make it open, like a half circle almost.
That might be different.
Cool.
So it's ah. Boggart. Boggart.
Boggart.
Boggart.
Boggart.
Boggart.
Boggart.
But I'm gonna go with Boggart.
No.
I'm gonna say Boggart.
No.
That's what. Why?
No,
what should
like
I say?
That. If you're gonna say anything that's gonna be Americanized, say Boggart. If you're gonna say it English, say Boggart.
Northern English. Boggart. I've always heard Boggart.
Nope. Boggart. Boggart. You could say Boggart.
Nah.
No, Boggart.
Boggart.
No.
Wait, I just lost the page and it's not reloading now. Boggart. Boggart. Alright.
Boggart. 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 Boggart.
Alright, Boggart.
No.
Boggart.
Okay, that's fine.
Boggart. We just spent 4 minutes talking about Boggarts. Boggarts. All right. I don't want to say that. All right. Malfoy didn't reappear in classes until late on Thursday morning when the Slytherins and Gryffindors were halfway through double potions. He swaggered into the dungeon, his right arm covered in bandages and bound up in a sling, acting, in Harry's opinion, as though he were the heroic survivor of some dreadful battle. "How is it, Draco?" simpered Pansy Parkinson. "Does it hurt much?" I feel sorry for this poor girl. Her name is Pansy.
And she looks like a pug, and you know she's probably, like, huge.
How do you know she looks like a pug?
Because earlier you read that she looks like, with a face like a pug.
Fair enough. "Yeah," said Malfoy, putting on a brave sort of grimace. But Harry saw him wink at Crabbe and Goyle, and Pansy had looked away. So, but... if she looked so bad, why is he playing up, like, the whole, you know, He's clearly trying to get in her pants. Or whatever 12-year-olds do.
Yeah, the pants that I put
in. Shirt?
Shirt.
Shirt, okay.
I mean, had you gotten in the pants yet?
Please, girl.
And by that you mean hell no.
It took me till I was...
20.
Almost 20. Yep.
I had hands on my pants long.
I know you did. Pants are hard. I wasn't good with pants.
When did you get under her shirt? 14?
Shirt? Yeah, we're recording this.
I know.
What if my... what if children hear this?
Children hear this.
Okay, no one's going to hear this. Shirt? When was shirt? I guess 15, I think.
With who?
That was Liz.
I forgot about Liz, yeah. I knew there was a girl at camp, but I forgot her name was Liz.
That was an interesting experience.
What can you do? Like, can you, like, show me the motion?
Can we not record it and I'll tell you?
No, I want to know. The thing is, like,
what
is it today?
What do you mean, what did we do?
Like, show me. Like, pretend I'm Liz.
What was that like? It was like this, yeah.
So were you guys kissing, or yeah. Was it? Like, okay, so we're kissing.
Right. You know.
Did you go under her shirt? No, just over. Did she put her hand there, or did you just do that?
I just did that.
How far into the kissing were you?
We had been making out for a couple days before that.
Okay. But I mean, how far that into, like, that session? A couple seconds? A couple of minutes?
Minutes, easily.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't right away, no. That was... How much detail do you want?
So much.
Oh, God. Okay, so what happened... Maybe we should put this on hold.
I like recording it,
though. Well, we can record it, but... Okay. We're clearly not reading Harry Potter anymore. Okay. So, what happened at camp was... What happened at camp was we were in the same orchestra, and we were both playing viola, right? So, you know, we saw each other, because we had orchestra and sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the same sectionals, so we saw each other a lot. And we were talking early, and we figured out that, so we sort of had very similar interests, which is why I thought it was weird. Like, initially, I had the reaction that she was like me, but female. Because she liked math. She initially played piano, and then she started playing viola in high school, which is exactly what I did, right? So I was like, whoa. But I was better at both piano and viola than she was. what? But, you know, we were sort of, you know, we were hanging out and talking a lot. Remember, I had... really no experiences matter. Although,
mm-hmm.
Before, this, what are you doing?
Getting closer to you.
So, like, so we can hear.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to this wet, like, constantly, aren't you?
No, but maybe.
Ridiculous. So, it was clear that I was supposed to do something, but I didn't know what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I was sort of awkward or embarrassed or something. There was this dance, right, that they had that everyone was supposed to, like, you know, hook up at or something. So, like, I sheepishly asked her, no, this is what happened. It was even more awkward and embarrassing than that, okay? So this was, Niftali was at this camp too, by the way. Did I tell you this? Yeah, he was doing whatever, you know, bassoon thing, or flute, maybe at the time, I can't remember. Anyways, he was going through his,
quieter.
Sorry.
Inches away.
He was going through his obnoxious phase.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, 8th grade, I think, at the time. He was a bitch in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I think this was his stage of getting back at me for torturing him when he was little. So... You know, he's being obnoxious, right? And Liz and I were hanging out, like, on the, right next to the main path from the
like, the cabins were here, and then, you know, all the root... Well, the, sorry, the boys' cabins were here, and the center was the,
You touched my boob.
The boys' cabins were here, and the center was all the, you know, orchestra stuff, and over here was the girls' cabins. You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I nicked a scab on my ankle. Oh. We're good.
Okay. So we were hanging out just on the boys' side of... What? Sort of along the main path in... It was neutral territory. Girls were all out there, right? Mm-hmm. So we were hanging out, and Naftali came along and made some obnoxious... So by this time, we were, like, I was already, like, you know, we felt something, right? Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to have, by this point, asked, right? But I didn't, because I was a pussy. And still am. And Naftali came along and says something obnoxious, like... like, have you asked her to the dance yet? Or something like that, right? And I felt like I got so, like, I turned red probably, right? And then he walked on. And then I sort of looked and I was like, I was going to ask you. Or something like that, right? And, you know, she's, like, smirking at me or something like that and says yes. And I was like, oh, really? I mean, I knew, but, you know. Anyway, so that was that. And then, during the dance, so I don't dance, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think we even tried to. We were just hanging out, wandering around. And then we ended up in the cafeteria. And there was no one there, right? It was nighttime, right? So that was when we started making out. And that was the first time I kissed a girl.
Oh.
And...
We had our first kiss at, like, the same time, though.
You mean relative? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I just progressed farther from there.
Yes.
In some ways.
So, she was a bit more...
Except that you were sluttier in college than I was.
Yeah, I was.
You were a whore.
I was not a whore.
Say you were a little bit of a whore.
Only a little bit. Just that much. Anyways.
Like, I'd say like that much.
Liz was much more experienced than I was.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she was a bit of a tomboy, mm-hmm. and she made out with a lot of the boys she hung out with. Mm-hmm. And I felt sort of intimidated by this, right? I actually had no idea what to expect in terms of her experience. Mm-hmm. It turned out she was a virgin, but I would not have been, like, particularly surprised if she wasn't, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was sort of glad that she was, because mm-hmm. I think I would have been really intimidated if she wasn't, you know, me having no experience in her. So,
what if you guys had met each other's first time? That would have been cute.
No, that would have been too fast for me. I remember at the time, first of all, that would have been very fast, and second of all, I was not planning on having sex until marriage. Right. But, so, first of all, the reason that I broke up with her, in addition to, I mean, she wanted to stay together after camp, and I was like, I don't know, I thought about it, but the reason that I didn't want to is because gradually things got really, like, she got really, overbearing, sort of, or, like, too into it really quickly. Like, she started talking about, I guess jokingly, marriage and stuff like that. Really, like, within a few days, right?
She was 15.
I know, but...
Commit a foe.
What?
It's like, commit a foe, but...
15? I mean, we knew each other for, like, a week and a half.
I know.
We'd been making out for 2 days. Okay, so,
She was in love.
I know. I mean, I liked her, but I just liked the experience more.
Yeah.
Was
she cute?
Not really. But, you know, you take what you can get. Seriously, first time, you just, like, want to get that over with, right? I thought to myself afterwards.
My first boyfriend was really cute.
Oh, you are a cute girl, and...
So, you're really cute,
I did not have prospects.
Yes, you did.
I could not afford to be cheesy. This was a very awkward stage for me. You've seen my high school pictures. No, you've seen college pictures. I grew a little bit into college. High school was worse. I was more nerdy in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. So, you understand, and this was, sorry, you understand that, right? What, how I can, you take what you get, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, she wasn't horrible, but she was not great, right?
Girls can be so much more choosy than guys can.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
You
kind of have to, like, we can weed through you guys, but you have to kind of, like, whoever bites, you have to reel in. Mm-hmm.
So,
you can't throw her back.
Anyways, but I enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
So, first of all, one of the weird things about this camp was that you weren't allowed to, like, show affection, right? You could hold hands. That was the extent of anything you could do in public. They were actually threatened to kick you out if you were caught, like, anything. You know, kissing, even. But we would sneak off. So after, you know, for the dance was about halfway through, right? So for the rest of the time, every day, we would sort of sneak off. We almost got caught once. Well, what happened is, the plan, like, after orchestra hours were over, the boys were not allowed to be in the girls' side, and the girls were not allowed to be in the boys' side, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the public areas, there was no room to sneak off.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much more details do you want? You're getting bored.
No, I'm not. I'm, like, thinking. Oh, okay. I'm, like, picturing it, because we had choir camp.
Oh, okay.
So I'm, like, picturing choir camp.
Any cute guys?
Yeah, there were some cute guys.
Any hookups?
With
you.
I understood. I had my first fake boyfriend from a choir thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't camp. Well, we just were men on the internet. I mean, we talked every night, and we emailed each other every day.
Yeah.
And, like, he was a senior, and I was a freshman.
Yeah, that's you.
And then, like,
He's so young for you, though.
I know. And then when I finally, like, met him in person, he went to take me out on a date, and we were going to go on a double date with his friend, and he and my friend Janelle and I.
Yeah.
And he didn't look anything like I remembered. It must have been really good lighting, because he looked like a fucking penis with eyes.
Oh, man.
It looked horrible. It was really bad.
It's a shame.
It was a shame. We went bowling, and I just was looking for an excuse to, like, not like him, you know, for any other reason. And then his friend wound up saying some racist things, so I was like, oh, he's racist, I don't like him.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I was like, all right, I'm not such a bitch because I just don't like him because of his looks. It's because he's a racist, too.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this one time, we were planning on meeting up on we were planning on meeting up on her side afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried going back in, but I was stopped by one of the teachers, and I was like, I forgot my books down in the So she, like, looked at me, and so at this point, the thing that people did was you were supposed to turn your badge. Everyone had name tags, right? You were supposed to turn it upside down if you had asked someone to the dance. Like, if you were going to the dance, right? So I guess people knew or something. And so the teacher looked and was like, where's your girlfriend live? And I was like, oh, over there. And she's like, are you going to see her? And I was like, no, I forgot my book, seriously. And so I go over. Of course, I didn't have any books on me. So I go up to Liz, and I say, give me your books.
Yeah.
And managed to get out of that unscathed.
Nice.
And I gave, a stony glare to the teacher as I passed, showing her my books.
Nice.
So I think I won that one.
Yeah. Jesse won. Stupid teacher, nothing.
Yep.
Don't they expect the kids to, like...
Yeah, but they gotta ask, right?
No, I mean, don't they expect them to, like, make out and stuff? Like, what's wrong with that?
They didn't want that.
I think they just didn't want babies coming out of band camp.
Yeah, I guess. But anyways, so...
But they know that you guys are too nerdy to have sex. Like, seriously.
I'll bet some of those people would.
Yeah.
Orchestra camp is different from band camp.
it's a different kind of... Orchestra people tend not to be as nerdy as band people. I mean, I am, but... sorry.
You're too loud.
Okay. But the stereotype's not there for orchestra people as it is with band people.
Well, that was a good story.
What?
I liked it. Story about this.
So, do you want me to finish?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, because you were asking what...
I forgot, yeah.
Keep so, going. Up until this point, we were just making it, right? And sort of, like, rolling on the ground or something, right?
Were you?
Yeah. I mean, that's where we were.
Where right? would you roll?
We just, like, snuck up to the fields where no one was. So, we didn't really touch. I mean, we, like, this, right? Mm-hmm. But,
Did you, like, be on top of her? Did you be on top of
you? Well, yeah.
Do you guys, like, dry hump?
No. I think I was too awkward to do something like that.
She didn't do it on you?
No. Do girls like doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I still like it.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, I know you did. Anyways, so... she tried to convince me to, sneak out the last night and meet up with her. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, terrified of doing something like that, right? So she knew that I was a pussy. I mean, she made fun of me for that a lot, right? But finally I agreed. And, so the last night, you know, I sort of laid down and went, for, like, an hour or two. Waited till everything seemed pretty quiet. And then, crept out of the cabin. And I passed two of my, my cabin mates. And they were just hanging out outside. And I was like, I nodded to them, and they were like, where are you going? I was like, what are you doing here? And they're like, I'll see ya. By the way, let me interrupt the story. One of them was the funniest character in the group, at least for 15-year-old boys. He was very, like, he did things like he ate shit for money. You know that kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, I totally hated that kid in high school. Yeah.
He was cool.
He was not cool. I hated him. He totally had a crush on me, and I thought it was really? The weirdest thing ever. Ugh, I hated that kid.
No, and I really liked
Colin
him.
Colin DeYoung, God, I just wanted to shoot him in the face. He's so awful. But keep going.
Anyways, he was also a really good cellist.
Yeah, this kid was an amazing pianist, like a prodigy, and he's now a composition major conducting major at IU.
Indiana University. Yeah. Anyways. So, made it out there. It turned out afterwards that our meeting place was, like, right next to the director's cabin. We did not know this. It was, like, in the woods, and we were like, oh, this is out of the way.
You're dumb.
Yep.
But you didn't get caught.
We didn't get caught.
Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so, at this point, you know, it was... so, first of all, we all had uniforms mm-hmm. that we had to wear. But at this point, you know, we weren't wearing uniforms, mm-hmm. right? So this is the first time she actually dressed in anything, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and she was like, you know.
Looking cute.
Yeah. Or at least trying to. I mean, have you seen a picture of her? She's not that cute.
Okay.
But, you know, she's doing her best, right? Anyways. So, you know, we were making out. And at this point, she tried to initiate more, I think. And I unintentionally, I didn't realize what was happening. So I unintentionally stopped her. And then afterwards I was like, oh, wait, is that what she... Oh, yeah, that's what she was trying to do.
Wait, why did you stop her?
Well, okay, so you know how I'm really ticklish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she put her hand down.
Yeah.
Oh, and you giggled and you like, grabbed her hand.
But I didn't mean...
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, my God, Jesse.
What do you want from me?
You're so not smooth at all.
I hate this the fact that I'm ticklish there, right? It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I could've, you know.
Yeah.
Or something.
I could've, but... you know, or something.
Shut up.
How am I dating you?
I guess I'm cute or something.
You are.
I don't know. I get it. Why are you dating me?
Because I love you. I love you too. And you're very handsome. Mm-hmm. You're very smart.
Very smooth. I'm very smooth.
And you're very good at things like that. You love music.
Oh,
and
man.
You're kind. And you treat me really well. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty to look at. That's pretty much it.
I love you.
Okay, so is this the end of the story?
Yeah, that was more or less. Then the extent to what we did was, you know, over the clothes.
Did she touch you?
Oh, down there? Mm-hmm. Not anymore. I think she thought that I didn't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
I was not aware that that was what she... And, of course, I wasn't going to initiate anything down there at that point, right?
Why not?
I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
You know that... This was always... I had to go to no experience. Okay. Mm. That was my first.
Oh, so cute.
Mm. Now you have a permanent... I love you, too. You have a permanent record of that. I'm not uploading this.
So if
this.
You ever do anything... No, yes, I'm, please no. do. Come but on.
You're going to put on your iPod, and then you're going to blackmail me.
No, I won't.
Promise.
Yeah.
You promise you're not going to blackmail me. No matter what.
Only if you give me a reason.
Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, what's a reason? I'm never going to do that.
Okay. Do anything bad like that?
I'll never do that.
But I'm just saying, if you do, I'm sending it to everyone you know. Incentive never to cheat on me.
You're never going to cheat on me. You know that, though.
You better not.
All right.
More.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to the
That's okay. I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Will you please upload it?